Welcome back, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. I've got two very fine, very smart men to help me this afternoon and help each and every one of us understand the state of the Wisconsin governor's race. We've got lots of people throwing their hats into the ring. Many, many folks still on the fence, especially from the Democratic side. But we do know that two Dems are in and definitely in. That is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, as well as Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. A couple of things on these candidates. And Dan, I'd like to get your thoughts. Matt thought these are very good candidates. I think they'll set a good bar for the level of political discourse that needs to happen. And here's what I appreciate about both of these candidates. One, David Crowley has had to do some very difficult things in Milwaukee County. He faces challenges fiscally every day. He's put together balanced budgets. He's worked across the aisle. Now, while County Executive Crowley's name recognition may be low across the state, a lot of Republican elected officials in the legislature and Senate are very well acquainted with David, and most of them speak quite highly of him, both as a negotiator and as someone who is a reasonable Democrat that they can work with. I also respect the fact that he comes to the table now with years of experience as an executive. I can say the same for Sarah and the lieutenant governor. She has seen Governor Evers try to craft budgets with a legislature that is of the opposing party. She knows how difficult that is. She has seen an executive branch at work. One of the earmarks that I always put down and that I suggest to people that they use to evaluate candidates is, has this person ever been responsible for running anything in its entirety, whether that's in the private sector or the public sector? And secondly, when it comes to their government work, have they only ever sat in the legislature? Have they only ever sat in a seat that is electorally quite safe? In other words, have they really had to sell and implement their ideas in environments that are both fiscally and politically challenging? It's one thing to promise people the world. It's another thing to get a gosh darn thing done. My fear is a few of the candidates that are considering throwing their hats in the ring, well, a little thin if you're using the Maggie Dawn barometer of what makes a successful candidate for an executive branch office. Dan, your thoughts on some of the maybes, and that is a rubric, as well as your thoughts on the lieutenant governor and the Milwaukee County executive.
Yeah, I think that is part of why I think David Crowley's candidacy is an interesting one because he has experience in Madison and he has experience running, you know, the most populous county in the state. So I do think, you know, that certainly is an important part of his resume and, you know, of the potential candidates who might be running. So you mentioned Rodriguez and Crowley are in. I would expect Josh Call, Attorney General Josh Call, to be running in this race as well. I would expect State Senator Calderoy's to be running in this race as well. We'll see some other names. We saw some news this morning from now Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Looks like she might be going more for the lieutenant governor route. But I think overall, you've got a pretty interesting mix of candidates that have what you talked about in that background, where there is a mix of legislating and, kind of more leadership type of experience. But I think, again, there's going to be some surprises thrown at us eventually when it comes to these candidacies. You know, this is the first time we've had an open seat in Wisconsin for governor's race since 2010. It'll be 16 years between that. So I think that's going to invite people from all across the political spectrum to take their shot now. And I think there's going to be some interesting candidacies over the course of this as well. And then, you know, down ballot in for other offices, too. Lieutenant, you know, if Sarah Rodriguez is running for governor, that creates an opening for lieutenant governor. If Sarah Godlewski is running for lieutenant governor, that creates an opening for Secretary of State. So there's going to be a lot of different races throughout this field that are going to be pretty interesting as this takes shape over the next year.
Yeah, and if Josh calls running for governor, there's an opening for AG, and I think Maggie Dawn was to throw her head in there.
Oh, Matt, you flatter me, and it is it is gratefully accepted. Yeah, it's these cascading or the domino impacts of who ends up running for these races. That has always been part of the political mix. It's a little wonky, but it asks some very interesting questions about who might be looking to gain some name recognition, maybe not ready now, but looking towards the future. We've got Mike from Cedarburg on the line. Mike, say hello to Matt. And Dan, what would you like to share or ask this afternoon?
Well, first of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
And I think you would be a really good attorney general. And let me give you my background, because I'm retired. I'm a progressive Democrat all my life. I'm 77 years old and a retired police officer. At 15 years in a tactical squad. I'm so tired of the Milwaukee politicians not paying our police officers, my head's going to explode. As far as Rodriguez, I'm sorry. You know why Tammy Baldwin's so impressive in the state on both sides? She gets all over the state. So we need a Democratic candidate, and I give credit to everybody that's going to support everybody in this state, like my daughter's farms north of Highway 10. Governor Evers was terrific. Nobody even gives him credit for the great tax break he's given to all the retirees this year. Nobody's ever mentioned it. And I'll leave you with this. I was very disappointed in WAUK not covering my brother's funeral, because that is where you guys screwed up. But Maggie, I love your show, and I think your head is straight on.
Brother, thank you so much for that. Every loss of life of someone who serves and protects our communities should be acknowledged reverentially. We can hold conflicting, difficult thoughts in our head at the same time. We can talk about rebuilding trust and give the respect that is due to the women and men that serve in blue. We're going to take a small little breath here. I'm going to come back with Matt. We're going to talk about one of the GOP maybe runs, some of the lies that he's spinning on national TV. Don't go away. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.